It's 40 degrees at 12:46. Good afternoon. For WICB News, I'm Malik Mercier. Democratic Congressman John Conyers' attorney, Arnold Reed, says he is not stepping down.
He is not going to be pressured by Nancy Pelosi or anyone else to step down.
The representative is currently in the hospital. This breaking news comes after Democratic House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, following hearing of the sexual harassment allegations against the congressman, has asked publicly for him to resign. Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan was in the past hour been briefed on the allegations, and he too believes that Congressman Conyers should resign. Also breaking, Texas Republican Representative Joe Barton says he will not run for re-election after a selfie of him nude was posted online. And we are on the story of more breaking news. The White House is said to be strongly considering replacing Secretary of State Rex Tillerson with the director of the CIA, Mike Pompeo, who currently gives President Trump his daily intelligence briefing. The Washington Post says it's unclear whether or not President Trump has actually signed off on this, but they do know now that officials that believe that this will kick into gear over the next few weeks and has support from those close to the president. Today, there is widespread shock among experts who are examining photos of the North Korea intercontinental ballistic missile, which launched shortly after 3 a.m. yesterday. This, the Hwasong-15, looks to be wider and, with an added engine, more powerful than the Hwasong-14, which was previously the country's biggest threat. South Korea has already responded, launching a precision missile strike drill. President Trump called the actions provocative, that of North Korea, and said yesterday that, quote, additional major sanctions will be imposed on North Korea today, end quote. And whether you like it or not, winter, it's less than a mere 24 hours away. The New York State Thruway Authority is gearing up for the season of harsh weather by adding GPS systems to each and every one of their plows for real-time weather updates of the conditions outdoors. Keeping roads safe and clear is at the helm of this installment and that of 12 new weather monitoring stations to be installed on Central and West New York. A walk through Ithaca, New York, proves there to be tons and tons of construction. Yesterday, at a site on the 900 block of Mitchell Street, an East Hill man fell from the second story. Crews blocked off the scene and airlifted him to a local emergency room. Right now, we don't know who that man is or the condition that he is in. And now we'll take a look at your central New York weather. Today, fair with highs in the high 40s and a chance of showers. Tonight, showers are likely followed by a chance of rain and snow with lows in the mid-30s. And Friday, it'll be mostly cloudy with highs in the low 40s. It's 40 degrees on Ithaca South Hill. For WICB News, I'm Malik Mercier.